Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. I had a conversation with Emma. Emma's a young housewife and a teacher. You know how I like to talk about money, so it wasn't long before I asked Emma, "So how's your money life? Where are you on the journey?" And she got this deer in the headlights look, and she didn't answer for quite some time. Then she finally said, "Not much to tell. The bills come in, and we pay them. That's about it." Emma didn't have a plan beyond that. And you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe her story is that uncommon. We have all been taught to make money primarily to pay our bills, and that's it. But minding your money is about so much more. It's about making your money work for you, and that means having a plan for your money. But before you can create a plan, you need to know where you're going. What's your destination? Stop and think about why money is important to you. What do you need it for? Is it just for paying bills, or do you think it should do more? And if so, what? In other words, what does your ideal life look like, and what role does money play in it? And why is creating your ideal life so important? Write down your ideas and live with them for a few days. Post them where you can see them at least once a day, and make changes until you can envision yourself there. And that's the minute for today. Tune in tomorrow. We'll share some next steps to take once you have a vision of where you want to go. Got a burning question? Send it to me at info@mindingyourmoneyminute.com. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.